The revolution will not be televised. The revolution is here.
That's it, we're off. Hi, welcome to another, let me move the microphone here. Hi, welcome. Should we move it up a little bit too?
There we go.
Sure. Hi, welcome to another Knuckle Sandwich podcast. I am, right back down. I'm your host, Kenny Stevenson. This is the podcast where funny people talk about sports in a funny way. That was a wonderful intro. My guest this week is he's a main cast member of the show Fries on the Side, of which I am also a cast member.
Congratulations.
Please say hello to Matt Fontana.
How's it going?
I'm telling the crowd to say hello.
Oh.
So give it a beat.
Okay.
Now say hello.
Hi.
There we go. Perfect. Fantastic. That was wonderful. Do you have any upcoming shows we need to plug? I think we're okay.
I really don't think so. I'm not really doing too much these days.
Well, you're doing this podcast, and we thank you for being here.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't had many shows, although I will have a show to plug when it gets closer to the end here. I have a show coming up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I made it onto one of the UCB sketch teams.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah, I have a show in like 2 weeks.
Good.
We'll plug it. The plugs will come later. So if you can't tell from Maddie's accent, which if you can't, you will definitely be able to tell soon. Matthew is from the great state of Boston.
State of Massachusetts.
Whatever. Whatever.
It's okay.
If you people, I don't have fact checkers on this show. The great city of Boston, South Boston to be specific. Correct.
That is correct.
Yeah. What is the actual place that you're from?
South Boston. Yes, sir.
He was Goodwill Hunting is his life, and is very similar. Am I correct?
I quote the movie on a daily basis.
As you should.
Yeah.
As I quote the movie Side Out with C. Thomas Howell and the guy from 30 Something, because that was shot in L.A.
You're gonna have to Netflix that one.
Yeah, you should. It's C. Thomas Howell playing volleyball. It's fantastic. So you obviously are a big time Red Sox fan. Big time Patriots fan. My voice just cracked. Big time Bruins, Celtics, all that stuff.
You know, I'm a big time Red Sox fan first and foremost. Then probably would go Bruins, Celtics, then Patriots.
You're the first Boston fan who I've seen put the B's second behind the Red Sox. It usually goes Red Sox, Patriots. Patriots or Celtics are usually some kind of tie, and then the B's are usually like fourth.
Well, I got a funny story about.
Tell them this is your opportunity to tell funny stories that involve sports. This is actually the perfect place to do so.
Well, when back in the 60s and 70s, the Pop Warner League in South Boston used to go around to other towns and play, and the parents used to beat up the parents in the other towns.
Shut the fuck up!
I swear to God. So they banned South Boston from Pop Warner football until like 1995 or something like that. So we really didn't have football where I grew up. They and everybody where I come from anyways is like
played hockey.
It's hockey, yeah. And
I love that South Boston parents beat up other South Boston parents. So you couldn't play Pop Warner football.
No, they beat up the parents of like the neighboring towns. Like if we
so they would go like into Newton.
They go to Newton, yeah.
And wreck shit up.
The moms are there with the minivans and stuff. Well, actually, back then it would be like the
station wagons.
The Griswold mobiles.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So you didn't play football, basically.
We didn't really know too much about it either. Like we watched the Pats, but they were terrible back in the '80s and
they were
90s.
Terrible back in the '80s. Well, they made it to the Super Bowl. 90. With Parcells.
Yeah, 96, 97.
I don't know. I don't. I'll have the stat boy.
They got
some
beat
stats.
Pretty bad by 5 in the Packers.
They did. See, if you can't tell that he's from Boston, just wait till he says Favre. Say Favre again.
Favre. I did it just for you because I could probably say
I know. You could probably say Favre. I'm sure you could.
Okay, let me try.
Can you try?
Favre.
Can you say Brett Favre?
Brett Favre. Sound like I'm... I really tried.
And how would you actually say it without trying?
How would I actually say it?
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre. We could do this for hours.
We could. That'll be a whole separate podcast I'll do on just the Boston accent.
Yeah.
So did you actually play any sports growing up?
I did. I played soccer. I played tetherball. No. I played soccer, hockey, and baseball.
Now, how big is soccer in? Because the New England Revolution do quite well, the MLS team.
Yeah, they're all right.
Is soccer a popular sport in New England?
I think it was more along the lines like the suburban kids played it, like lacrosse and stuff, and those were they were.
You ever want to beat up the kids who play lacrosse?
I just didn't get the sport. I really don't understand.
I can't say too much. My future wife played collegiately, so. Whoa. I actually respect the sport a great deal.
She's in the other room, so.
She is. She'll probably hear this, so I'm not going to say anything.
Lacrosse is a great thing.
Lacrosse is the truest of American sports.
Yeah, it's the greatest American pastime.
But did you ever want to beat up the lacrosse kids because they seemed kind of uppity?
Not really. Like, I didn't really have too much dealing with them, but, I mean, I never really even paid attention to them, to be quite honest with you.
Did you play any sports in high school?
I played baseball. I played hockey for a bit. I wasn't as good. I started playing hockey when I was like 10, and everybody else started when they were pretty much walking, you know, before they could walk. So I didn't play hockey in high school so much as I played baseball and soccer and CYO basketball.
I'm sorry, I'm getting in trouble. Lacrosse is a wonderful game.
Damn right.
It's a great game, and
Okay.
COY basketball, is that like NJB?
CYO.
CYO.
It's Catholic Youth Organization.
Oh, sweet. It's kind of like they have. It's kind of like the Jewish leagues. They have in Orange County. They have a lot of Asian like Buddhist leagues. No joke.
Yeah.
Like the Buddhist churches have like their own like Asian basketball league.
It's hysterical. Yeah, we were. It was just that I was horrible. I was so bad at basketball. And I couldn't dribble. I could shoot the three, and they would put me in when we were up a lot or down a lot at the end of the game.
How old were you? Was this?
This is probably between the ages of like 11 and 17.
17?
Yeah.
So you weren't on your high school team. You would just play.
Yeah, I would play Sundays, and we'd travel around like the Greater Boston area and play teams. Like,
so you go over to Lexington.
Yeah, you go to Lexington. The best part about it was we'd bring a Bose, and we'd put on
that's
like
a speaker. For those of you who don't know, it's a radio system,
but a big one,
big old boombox,
and we'd put it underneath the net. And when we were warming up, like these people were so like, you know, conservative, proper. Just picture New England. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be there, like the moms would be there. None of our parents were there. We'd drive ourselves and stuff like that.
Your parents were there?
No, they would never show up. I mean, it was...
Because they're too busy beating up the parents with their team.
Yeah, they're just looking for the guy that like, pissed them off a couple of years ago. I don't know. They just, I mean, it was just like, we didn't even invite them. We'd just go and we'd bring a bow and we put on like, friggin', I don't know, Two Live Crew and... In the Catholic Youth Organization, we had this one song. It was called Humpin' by the College Boys.
Humpin' by the College Boys.
Yeah.
We're going to look that up before the show's over.
It was...
I'm going to try to find it right now.
It was. We'd warm up to that, and like, we all thought we were Allen Iverson. Well, I never thought I was Allen Iverson, but everybody else did. And we're trying to tap the backboard.
I love it. Like
short Irish kids playing basketball.
Like when you're a white guy and you're playing basketball and like you know I dunked a few times. I dunked maybe like five or six times through the course of my entire basketball career. But for the rest of the time, it was like slappies. Check me out. I'm warming up. I got two hands slapping the backboard on my layup. It's like wow, that is so lame. Whereas like if you go we play like Long Beach Poly, and they were like throwing the ball off the side of the gym, catching it, reverse dunking it in warm-ups, and we're like, slap glass, like,
I didn't
sweet.
I didn't even care if the ball went anywhere remotely close to the rim. I would just, like, run up, and, like, the ball would probably fly out into the hallway.
Humping by the College Boys? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, College Boys.
I'm going to find that on YouTube. We're going to listen to it.
You might not find it. It's a pretty...
It is a pretty, I don't seem to find it here.
You might, one of the lines in the song, though, is, I'm a pervert just like my old man. 69 is cool, but I'd rather do a handstand.
I love the idea of like 16-year-old kids playing this song without any parental supervision.
Yeah,
in front of like stuck-up New Englanders.
Yeah, it was a different time, I guess, back then.
Oh my god, that's such an old, it's like an old fart. It was a different time.
It was a different time back then.
It's a different time.
But I mean, when you
South
were a kid,
Boston's totally clean now.
Yeah, right. When you were a kid, though, you play with like erector sets and like wood burning thing, like you know what I mean?
Maybe, I guess, yeah, like, sure.
Kids nowadays don't play with that shit.
They don't. It's all the video games. You get the video games when you're like six.
Yeah.
Although I did have the video games when I was like six. My dad worked for Mattel. And Mattel had like, if you were like cool, you had Coleco. Remember that?
Coleco
or Atari. Yeah. You had Coleco or Atari. My dad worked for Mattel. And Mattel's like, like equivalent of the Atari in the early 80s was
Intellivision.
Yeah. So that's what I had. My dad worked for Mattel. So we'd get all the games. I'd get all the Intellivision games. And one day, my twin brother, this is so awesome. My twin brother, like, I don't know why. Like, he had this, like, he's so laid back now. But, like, growing up, he had this, like, he was, like, so uber competitive. Like, he would get so pissed off. And he'd play the game. And he would bite the controllers. He'd be so mad if he couldn't finish a level. And one time, he would be like, oh, he'd bite the controller. And one time he bit it so hard, he had knocked one of his baby teeth out.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was just like, it came out, and he was like, Mom, I'm bleeding. His face is bleeding. Oh, it was fantastic.
It's weird, though. I mean, kids nowadays, like when we were kids, like if someone would come over, you'd be like, hey, how's it going? This and that. You'd talk to them and stuff. Kids nowadays, they have giant eyes, and they look at you like they have something wrong with them.
I hate singing shit like kids nowadays. It makes me feel so old.
I
know we're only like in our 30s, but yeah, no, I've already been so many realizations in my life. Like, it's not to the point where, like, I feel like, and I don't know if it's just me or what, but, like, especially, like, things like music. Like, the music hasn't gotten too loud. I think once that happens, I'll officially say that I'm old.
Too loud.
But the music is, like, nowadays, like, some of the hip-hop, it's like, what is this? Like, laser sounds and robot voice. Like, I just don't get it. But then again, it makes me think, like, when I was 25, listening to, like, whatever, the first Ludacris album, were 35-year-old guys who, like, grew up on, like, Third Base and, you know, Tribe Called Quest going, like, oh, this new hip-hop is so crazy, which, like, that kind of scares me.
Yeah, I mean, I stopped listening to it, in, like, 98.
Everyone does it. Mary J. Blige's new album, she's on the auto-tuner. I'm like, auto-tuner was first made for, like, people who can't fucking sing, like, so J-Lo could put an album out.
Well, now everybody...
people who actually can sing into an auto-tuner. That makes no sense whatsoever. It defeats the purpose of what the thing is made for.
They all sound like Stephen Hawking. It's like,
oh, my God. That'd be wonderful. If Stephen Hawking had a rap album. Oh, my God.
I got a load of money, and I'm really, really smart. I got bitches on my dick, but
he's got three wives. He's had three wives.
Really?
And they're all hot. Money talks, baby.
Yeah, I guess so.
Money talks, baby. You get that cash. What? Smarts, too. He's smart. I gotta make sure I say that.
I love that he doesn't have a fully functioning penis, but like the fact that he's smart and has a lot of money, like
he has to have a fully functioning penis. I mean, I know everyone's loving the Stephen Hawking penis discussion, but I have to feel like he's got a fully functioning penis. Otherwise there wouldn't be any reason
to even be in a relationship.
Maybe he is a genius. Well, he's a genius. I would hope a Nobel Peace Prize would get you some tail.
I know. Well, Obama won one, didn't he?
Yeah, we'll go on this tangent. Michelle Obama's totally hot. She's a very attractive woman.
She has a giant forehead.
Oh, come on.
But other than that, she is a handsome woman.
Fucking handsome woman. Fuck you. Okay, so that's our interlude into this disabled penis talk.
Yeah, let's get
And let's talk about actual professional sports. And this is a very wonderful day for the city of Los Angeles. Ugh. And the city of Boston, as yesterday, the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers played, and the Lakers won by one. I believe it's 99-98 was the final score. I'm having the fact checkers check that fact, which means no one's doing anything. Mm-hmm. But the Lakers did win, and I have to say, I was floored. I was watching, I watched the game on delay, and the Lakers came out of the gate, just blazing.
They were good.
You know, and they looked really good, and I was like, oh my God, we're just whooping the Celtics.
13. And then, it didn't... Kobe, until that last shot, the Celtics had done a pretty good job at shutting them down.
No, he only had 19 points, or 17 points prior to that shot.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't know, Kobe hit a shot with 7 seconds left. And Ray Allen, I mean, you couldn't have guarded that shot any better. I mean, that's the thing that makes, and I'll say this, I'm not just because I'm a Laker fan, but also because I'm a basketball fan. I think that makes, to me, that makes a player really, really, really great is whether you can make shots and you don't, and you make a shot when there really isn't any room to make a shot. You know, and Ray Allen's made tons of them. You know, when you have a guy in your face and they have, and there's zero, hardly any air between the two of you, and you have them cornered, they've picked up their dribble, there's nowhere for them to go, and if they can then turn, and not just like, and Kobe didn't throw it up there like it was like a joke. Like, you know, that was like, that shot was like nothing but net. I mean, that to me is a great, and Ray Allen's made tons of them in his day. Like, that was a very good chance that shot was
going to go in. And I will not take anything away from Kobe on that. I mean, even like he had a fadeaway a little bit. I mean, his form was perfect.
This comes from the CYO leagues.
Yeah, I mean, my hat's off to him. But the Celtics, they're not what they were, and they're not going to be.
Here's my thing with the Celtics. When they signed, I don't know what it is. I don't know. Maybe the Timberwolves knew something, which is why they were like, just give us youth back. But Garnett was really great the first year. Mm-hmm. And then now he's just really kind of, it's kind of starting to collapse a little bit. Not that he's not a good player. I mean, he's still great. But the body's starting to quit out on him a little bit.
I watched the game yesterday. He had limited minutes. And every time they showed him on the sidelines, he had ice on his knees. I was following the game tonight before I came over here. They were playing the Wizards.
Mm-hmm. They win that game?
They were up by two when I left in the fourth. And it's like, you got to, if you're one of the top teams in the NBA, you got to be blowing teams like the Wizards out. Well, I mean, the Wizards are good, but at the same time, like, you know, they just lost probably their best player. But
I love that story so much.
I mean, yeah.
That's so fucking hilarious. I love that they were just like, two guys just kind of jawing at each other, and it's like, you know what? I'm going to raise this up a notch.
Yeah.
Four guns on the table.
Yeah.
What up? Like, you know, make him move.
Like, he removed the cloak, and it was like, he's going to castrate him.
And then I love that, like, Javarius Crittenden was like, oh, I'll meet you, and then threw his gun down. Oh, I love that stuff. Anyway. Yeah,
fantastic.
You were saying about the Celtics. Make your point, and I will do a counterpoint.
I'm just trying to think where I was going, because... Well, they just should be beating these teams.
Oh, and the like, Lakers are losing by one to the Grizzlies, so, you know.
As a Celtics fan, I think they have a shot at maybe pulling something out of their ass in the playoffs. But when you got three teams in the East right now, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Atlanta Hawks, and the Orlando Magic. And the Boston seems to have Orlando's number this year.
But absolutely.
Atlanta, mm-mm. The Lakers? Nope.
Well, here's my thing. Here's what I'll say about the Celtics. Here's what I'll say about the East. The East in general is greatly improved. I do think that the Celtics, if the Celtics can get Kevin Garnett, he's starting to come around a little bit. But, like, you know, people, these knee surgeries and stuff, when you're in your 30s, I mean, come on. I mean, I couldn't even imagine if I had a knee surgery right now. And I'm not even a professional athlete. Like, if I had a knee surgery right now, I'd be like, fuck, I probably couldn't walk for, like, months.
Yeah.
So, you know, but if they can get Garnett around, and if they... I just feel like the Celtics just need to kind of hang around a little bit, and then I think if they can make a move before the trading deadline, get somebody, because there's going to be plenty of teams looking to dump contracts. You know, they can make a move for the deadline, pick up, like, a Tracy McGrady for 3 months or whatever, Yeah, but you get that. You get a little player to come in and help you for a little bit. And I think they could definitely compete, because I do feel Orlando's bench, I feel like Vince Carter is the same kind of guy. He's kind of on the way down. I feel like Orlando's bench is not as good as everyone thought it was. Atlanta, I actually kind of really like.
Atlanta could give the Celtics some fits because Atlanta can
raise the tempo a little bit.
What's the average age on that team? It's like 23, 24.
Oldest guy there, I think, is Mike Bibby.
Yeah, that's it. Like, he's the Mike only Bibby guy in Jamal his 30s.
Crawford. When Jamal Crawford is one of your veterans, you definitely got some young players
out there. I mean, I love watching Atlanta play because they just run.
They could run, but, you know, you never know what it's going to be, if they're going to be able to defend, if the Celtics can dictate that tempo. I don't know. I still feel like the Celtics are definitely in the mix.
Don't get me wrong. I like I said, I think they can do it. I think it's just going to be a hard
Going to be a hard...
I think it's going to be quite difficult for the Celtics.
just because they, like, every time I watch them, it wasn't like even last year. Like, I would watch them and they just look like they could do it. And this year just...
No, absolutely.
There's something about Paul Pierce. He's not...
They
he's
all not, seem playing, really have, old. Oh, yeah. They all look really old. Like, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen. Although Ray Allen looks like the most spry. Like,
which
Paul
is
Pierce
crazy.
And... Yeah, which is crazy because he's had the most injuries. But Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett look like even just getting up and down the floor was kind of hard.
Well, they got one guy right now who...
Rajon Rondo.
Rajon Rondo, what a wonderful name.
Right?
He, Rondo, I like that name. I like that last name, like with Rajon in front of it.
Rajon.
But he's up there. He's up there with the CP3s and the Dwayne Wades. Like, he's even better than Chris Paul, I think. But.
The East coaches clearly made the statement when they were picking the Eastern Conference All-Star teams that scoring point guards are okay. Like, you know, Derrick Rose made the team.
Mm-hmm.
Rajon, which I want to make a point out, is actually the names Ray and John move together to form. But how cool would it be if it was like a hyphen thing, like Ray John.
Ray John Rondo?
Yeah, hey, what up, Ray John?
Like, he's from the South, like he's a hillbilly.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's like from Mississippi, I think.
He definitely is. He went to Kentucky. He played under Tubby Smith at UK.
Yeah.
University of Kentucky. He's now at the University of Minnesota. I've been waiting for a time where I can actually have a college basketball person on this show. Because I can talk college basketball till I'm blue in the face, but no one seems to know it.
I dislike it.
I know. Well, fuck you.
I'm sorry. I just...
Everyone hates it now. Everyone loves it in March.
It gets exciting in March because you can put some money on it.
I know. And I love... And I'm gonna try to have somebody on the show in March who doesn't really know sport basketball, because I love listening to people. Like, everyone all of a sudden becomes an expert during March Madness. Like, everyone, like if I pick like an upset, like, oh, whoa, you're going to take Vanderbilt over Tennessee? I don't know about that. I'm like, well, how do you know? I actually watched college basketball this season. And to me, it's like, you could, like, every year, like, they show, like, every year they always have on some sports show, they have some kid who, like, going into the Final Four has picked all the games. So... And, like, you know, the people who get paid the biggest money, like Digger Phelps, his bracket's always wrong. They never go perfect. So, it's like, to me, it's like, it's a total crapshoot. So, if someone sit and talk about, like, I think, you know, some guy at my work's like, oh, I won my bracket, so I must be good at doing this. It's kind of lucky.
When you hear about an office pool, it's always someone's girlfriend who...
Wins it.
Who wins it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like some chick just picked, you know...
Yeah. Oh, the names sound. What are the mascot names?
Yeah, what's that mascot? Oh,
but that's fine. Like, to me, like, that's the point. To me, it's like the NCAA tournament is a crapshoot. And if anybody thinks that they're all of a sudden some like basketball guru because they won, like, I won my fantasy football league last year. And
congratulations.
Thank you very much. I would never be like, well, you might want to come to me for fantasy football advice because I have won my league. And to me, like, all I did was just set my lineup. I just happen to have really awesome players.
Yeah.
So that's all I know. That's my only advice for fantasy football is just fucking pick good people.
Try.
Yeah. No.
I had like five fantasy baseball teams. And
how do you do that? That's a great... I want to ask that question. How do you do fantasy baseball? That's 162 games. How do you even keep up with it?
Well, the thing is, I do it with MLB.com. So it's easy. You just pick the players and they score... whatever.
But
they
can
do
you like?
For
are you
week?
That dedicated to like every week? Like, oh, hold on, I gotta set my pitching lineup for
once
the day.
Once a week or maybe once a month. If I hear someone gets hurt, then I'll go to my thing and like put in one of the subs or whatever. And I just get they do it so you don't pick a pitcher, you pick a team's pitching staff.
That's smart because that's what I find. Like, I have friends who play fantasy baseball and they're like, hold on, I gotta go set my pitcher. I'm like, holy fuck. And they're like always checking like who they need to. That's the guys I find the most fun, like the most hilarious fantasy players are the guys who are like constantly checking the waiver wire. Or like, oh, tell me the secret guy to pick up because they had a great couple of runs last week. It's like, just pick good players. God, that's the easiest. It's fantasy football. It's not real.
I know. I don't know. I've never
fantasy baseball.
Fantasy football.
They should have other fantasy things like, you know, fantasy Golden Globe nominations. Fantasy Oscars.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, if I got George Clooney, if George Clooney wins Best Actor, I'm going to take my fantasy league for the Oscars.
Oh, you get the, like, how much the homeless people in your neighborhood make in money.
I know.
You pick, like, Jerry the Bum. Like, Jerry's got, like, 75 cents today, and, you know.
You bet how much money they're going to
walk
away
with. Yeah, like, he's
going
to walk away with a lot
more. I like that. Because that way, that gives back to the community, because you
can
actually give the person who wins that week, could give them money to, like, some sort of, like,
well, you give it
to
Haiti.
Oh, well, thank you. God, thanks for making the first Haiti joke, too.
Yeah,
we might be going to hell for that. All right, so we talked about the Celtics and the Lakers. We've gone 25 minutes without talking about the biggest news in sports, which, of course, is the biggest day in the history of the world besides World War II, and that is Super Bowl. Super Bowl is this weekend, and do you watch Super Bowl usually?
I'll watch it every year, yeah.
Are you one of those people who, like, watches it? Like, or you just kind of have it on while you're at a party and you just kind of
talk and actually watch?
I
actually watch it. I actually really like the Super Bowl.
I do too, but I always feel like it doesn't feel like a... I always feel like the game goes by so quick. And I always feel like you can't really get into the game because there's always, like...
The commercials.
Commercials. It's always, like, you know, they've had really shitty people playing the halftime show. Like, who is it this year? It's Tom Petty?
No, last year was Tom Perry.
I thought it was... Springsteen.
Prince was 1 year. I remember.
I just feel like ever since that whole nipple slip, they're like, let's just find the lamest, like, most commercial acts ever. And I know, like, everyone who loves Springsteen just tuned off, but you know what? He's old, all right. So, and I know if they were, but then again, to say that, if they were to roll up the Black Eyed Peas, I would turn it off. I'd boycott even. Black Eyed Peas are. I used to be when they were a good hip hop group. Now they're awful.
Yeah, it was like,
you love them. You,
I don't.
You got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. I can tell.
I don't. I actually, when I hear that song, I change the channel.
It makes my ears hurt.
I can't.
They actually used to be their first two albums before they had Fergie, were really great, and then they added Fergie, and they've become like shittier
that's
and shittier.
The joint, that's the jam.
Yep, great
that
song.
Great,
Joints and Jams.
I love that song.
Oh yeah.
I bought the cassette tape. Of
Look
that.
At you.
Yeah, when that came, it was like 1994.
Fantastic. All right, so back to the Super Bowl. So you do watch the games. Do you have big plans to watch as they say on the television, the big game? Because the Super Bowl is trademarked.
You know, I don't. I really don't have any plans to go anywhere.
We were just going to do it here, but like only a couple people.
I might watch it on my phone. just to be
there. I love it.
Just
go to like some coffee shop and just like sit on your phone.
Go to a beauty parlor and be like,
yeah! Screaming.
Go to like a day spa and just sit in the freaking...
That actually sounds quite nice.
The lobby.
So the game,
at the TV.
The game is a matchup between the New Orleans Saints and the Indianapolis Colts.
Mm.
Now, you are I don't know if we should do picks now or what, but I guess we should talk first about how you feel about the Patriots and their early exit from the playoffs earlier in this playoff season.
I didn't think that from day one, I really didn't think the Patriots had it. And then they started showing some life when they had that like 59-0
over the Tennessee Titans.
Over the Titans. Who isn't a terrible team. So, I mean, it felt good. When they lost Wes Welker, I thought that...
it was done.
I just didn't think there was a reason for him to be playing in that game. Like, you're already in, and you already have home... You already won the...
Are you one of those guys who's like, rest your players?
No.
For the Colts, so
but
I mean...
If you think about it, if the Colts and the Saints didn't rest their players, this could be a battle between two undefeated teams.
That's what I think is... That's the only thing that sucks about it. Like, that's the only thing that's done with the matchup is the fact that these teams could have been playing. Like, we would have for sure had an undefeated season.
Absolutely.
Like, for sure. Like, that would have been awesome.
And that would have been great. But the Patriots, I didn't think they had it this year. I think they need it. They're in a rebuilding process right now. It's going
to
take a couple of years. And hopefully they can do it for Brady. You know, I think if he can win a fourth Super Bowl, that would be great for him.
Do it for Brady. Is Tom Brady like on par with like other Boston icons right now? Could like if Tom Brady and Larry Bird like walked down the street, would they just like start a huge riot?
I think so. Yeah.
Is that
absolutely?
Is it that, at
I
that
mean,
level?
He's done. I mean, Actually, the three Super Bowls are Adam Vinatieri's Super Bowls, in my opinion.
He did get those kicks.
They won three Super Bowls, and they won them by three each time. But, I mean, I honestly can't say that either, but because Brady's the one that, you know, got them there. He's incredible. And I think he'll go down as one of the biggest sports icons in Boston. He'll be up there with Ted Williams and
Bill Russell. Well, Bill the white Russell. Guys, because the Boston people don't like black people.
That's not an accurate comment at all. That is a rotten thing to say.
I've heard from numerous people that Larry Bird is a bigger icon than Bill Russell, and Bill Russell's won nine titles for the Celtics.
The thing with that is, though, you see more.
I want to hear from the horse's mouth.
I love Bill Russell.
Do you love black people, though?
I do. I love black people. African American, I think.
Yeah, good. You'd be more sensitive than I am. I'm Jesus, being terrible right now.
Fucking racist. I'm actually writing something right now that is the whole entire cast is black except for me. It's called White Magic.
So that means
it's a blaxploitation.
So film. You're clearly not racist. That works out perfectly.
No.
I like that idea. If you need any stock footage, let me know because I work for SonyStockFootage.com.
Sony Stock Footage.
Actually, where it all begins. SonyPicturesStockFootage.com for all your stock footage needs. So Brady will end up. He's already
up there. I mean, look at Flutie. He really didn't do anything in Boston except for that one pass against Miami. And
he did win a Heisman Trophy.
And he won a Heisman Trophy.
Remember when he was with the Patriots and he fucking like
did the pooch kick?
He drop kicked a punt or an extra point.
What is it? Yeah.
He dropped it on the ground, and then as it was bouncing back up, he kicked it. Like, nobody else... No one had done it for, like, 30 years.
I think it was even longer than that.
Doug Flutie. Doug Flutie's one of those guys who I was like, I wish he'd just play forever. I wish he'd come back.
He's just entertaining. He's just this little teeny
That's
guy.
That's why I love Brett Favre. I wish Brett Favre would keep playing. I wish Brett Favre would just come... I almost cried when he threw that interception. I was like...
It's just... It was deja vu. I mean...
Give him a chance. And I will go on a little sports rant for a second. I think that the NFL overtime rule is bullshit. What is going on here?
It's my phone.
Jesus Christ. I was like, what the fuck is it? I have a virus or something? What the shit was that?
It just let me know that someone.
Can you put your phone on vibrate or something?
Nah, it won't go off.
Okay. What did it say?
It was a little thing from the modern day classic Step Brothers.
I do love that movie. What line?
There's a shot out of a cannon. Oprah, Barbara Walters, your wife. You gotta fuck one, marry one, kill one. Go.
Here's a shot out of a cannon.
I love it.
Anyway, I don't like how in the NFL overtime you can't. Both teams don't get the ball. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't. I think every team should get a shot.
You should, and I don't. Technically. New Orleans could have came right out and gone three and out, and then Minnesota would have got the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But it's designed, like, it puts way too much weight on a fucking coin toss. Like, if you get that coin toss first, and you're good.
Well, I mean, you got two.
It's basically your game to lose at that point.
You got two incredible quarterbacks, too, that like are both known for driving their teams down the field.
So I was really bummed. I mean, it sucked that he threw an interception, and I feel like it really sucked that he at least didn't get a chance to at least try to help his team win in overtime. It just kind of bummed me out. That's why I hope he doesn't retire. But then again, he has to come back. And he's, I don't know. Fuck.
Well, he looked better this year than he had in fucking the past amazing. 5 years. You know?
Fucking amazing.
Look good.
I want to make love to Brett Favre. That Anywho.
I would not want. I'll tape it.
Hey. Fuck, you and me, bro.
You and me.
Anyway.
All the way.
All right, so we're getting some. I got some fun stuff we're gonna do for the rest of the show. Okay. So let's go ahead and let's start with our picks. So you, Indianapolis or New Orleans, who do you like in the Super Bowl?
This is a tough one. Because I'm not a huge football fan, I have to go by how the Patriots did against them. And
did the Patriots play both teams?
Yep.
Oh.
And the Pats lost to both teams. But they only lost to Indy by 3, and I think they should have won that game, and they got murdered by New Orleans. So I'm picking New Orleans. That's my pick.
Do you have an MVP of the game you want to throw out?
Pierre Garçon.
I love that name, but you got someone from the losing team, huh?
Yeah. No, only I just wanted to say.
I love that name. No, I think it's fantastic. We've had this discussion off air, like I said, that off the air.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that, like, his parents were such assholes. They were like, our last name's Garcon. Let's just name him Pierre.
That sounds good. let's go get baguettes.
Like, if you were to ask some idiot to, like, come up with, like, the most token French name ever, like, Pierre Garcon. Like, oh, God. I just think that's embarrassing for him almost.
Yeah.
Anywho, I actually feel like I'm going to take the Colts. And there's the only reason why I'm going to say it, although most of my playoff picks so far this season have been wrong, so which means probably the Saints are going to win. But I think I would say as a whole, I like the Saints more.
Mm.
But I feel like Peyton Manning, this is like his, if you're going to give me one, like if you're just going to put it down and just break it down like this, okay, it's one game, it's for the championship, it's Peyton Manning is playing in the game,
mm-hmm.
and like that's all I need to know.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, that's sure. it. Like Peyton Manning is going to win the football game, period. Like he's not going to. Peyton Manning is not going to get to the Super Bowl and then not win. I feel like he's the X factor. I feel like he has the weapons. If they can even establish like the only way I feel like New Orleans is going to beat him is if it's a shootout. And if it is a shootout, they very well could.
Well, he has one thing about Peyton Manning is like he's only 33, maybe 34 years old.
It's a great age to be. I'm 33.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you're 33.
I am too.
You am too. Mm-hmm. And he already holds a lot of the passing records.
Yes, he does.
And, you know, he's still probably got a good 7-8 years. Well, no, I wouldn't go that far.
He'll play at least for 5 more years.
I'd say so, yeah. And he's got a lot of room. But for some reason, I feel this is like the beginning of the end for him. Like, the Super Bowl is
when it starts to kind of go down. I could definitely see if they go out and get their asses handed to them, yeah, mm-hmm. I definitely say it's the beginning.
If he wins, I think, you know, the sky's the limit for the guy.
I don't know. I guess in my gut, I really like the Saints matching up against them. I feel like the Saints could put points on the board and can run the ball and can do a lot more than Indianapolis can offensively.
Mm-hmm.
But I just have a hard time saying, like, oh, Peyton Manning's somehow going to lose this game. Like, I'm just saying, like I said, like, if it's one game, it's for all the marbles, and Peyton Manning is your quarterback, I just, mm-hmm. I don't know how he doesn't. I don't know. Although Drew Brees is amazing, although
that's the thing. It still hurts. This is
Drew Brees. The Chargers let Drew Brees go, but yeah. I was a Drew Brees guy, but whatever.
But I think this is, like, Drew Brees's moment to
kind of cut his fucking hair. Yeah. You know,
he looks like Munson from Kingpin. Oh. He looks like Woody Harrelson.
He does. Kingpin. Well, know why? Because he has that, like, he's totally the receding hairline, but he's like growing his hair long. But it's like if you don't have long hair in the front, you just look like a fucking idiot. You know, like I don't grow my hair super super long like he does because I've got a receding hairline, and there would be like. Up front, you wouldn't see like as much hair as you'd see in the back.
It's I like that. Like it's like the overhang, but it doesn't come past your forehead.
Yeah,
like the
yeah, on the sides, it's like totally long, but it's like kind of a mullet, but not really.
Yeah,
because it's long on the sides too.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not just long in the back; it's long on the sides and long on the back, but like fucking thin in the front.
I love seeing him in a press conference too. I think he wears leisure suits. Like, he just looks really weird. Like, he's bought into it.
He's bought into the New Orleans lifestyle. He's got gators on. He's making shit happen.
I like it, though. But I think it's his time to establish himself as one of the top NFL quarterbacks.
You reach deep inside. Yeah. That's a Marsh Madness song. Anyway, so what I wanted to do now, since we usually do, like, we bet all the games, but it's only one game, so I thought I would do... is we would do Super Bowl. Super Bowl is a very large betting game, and we here at Knuckle Sandwich we're not proponents of gambling because it is illegal in the state of California. However, if you were want to put money on games, because to make the game more interesting, Vegas sets these what they call prop bets, which is they are like just the stupidest things ever, and they're just all they are excuses for Vegas. Try to get more money in people betting more money on the game. Basically, that's all it is. They just want people, because if they just had the game, that's one bet, as opposed to, like, you know, normally during the NFL season, you have like 17 games, so you get a bunch of different bets going. But with the NFL, they just have one. So what I thought we would do is we would pick some of these prop bets.
This is going to be fun.
And we'll see how this goes. First quarter, the Lions, I don't think that's really cool. But let's say first team to score. Who do you think it's going to be?
whoever wins the coin toss. I think it's going to be actually New Orleans. I think it'll be nice. Yeah, I think it'll be great.
I'm going to agree with you. I think it's going to be the Saints. How about the last team to score?
I'm going to say the Saints again.
I'm going to say the Saints again, but only because they're scoring just to make it close. Sorry. How about, what are the, I guess this is like an odd bet. Last team to score wins the game. What do you think? That you think that's going to happen? You think that could possibly happen?
Well,
yes or no?
Your pick is yes.
Your pick is yes, so the last team to score is going to win the game?
Oh, and well, I said that the last team to score was going to be the Saints, and I picked the Saints, so I should probably just say yes to that one, too.
That's a smart pick. I'm going to say that no. Haha. Will there be a score in the last 2 minutes of the first half?
Yes.
I say yes.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
I think it's going to be a field goal.
Will either team score 3 unanswered times? Now, a PAT is not a score. So I'm assuming that means like 3 straight touchdowns or touchdown, field goal, or field goal, field goal, field goal, or any combination of what I just said.
No.
3 in a row, I'm going to say no either. We're giving you all the way to go for all these prop bets, guys. Listen up.
Go to Vegas.
Will either team, here we go. Will there be a score in the first 6.5 minutes of the game? Holy shit, that's a crazy bet.
That's a weird bet. I'm going to say yes.
Really?
I'm going to say
I think teams are going to be working off their, like, you know, working off, you know, hey, the jitters, the hey, I'm playing in the Super Bowl vibe. And then they'll settle in, as they say.
I think.
Because Peyton's been there before.
Peyton's
been there before.
I don't know how much settling in he's going
to
need.
Word is born. team to have the longest touchdown.
The longest touchdown.
Yeah, I gotta say
like
Saints.
Pass.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe even a run. Maybe Reggie Bush runs back an 85 yarder or something.
Yeah, I think the Saints too.
I'm gonna say the Saints. Fantastic. Will there be a successful 2-point conversion?
Yes. I'm just saying yes to everything.
I say no.
Actually, no. I'm gonna say no too.
These get better as we're going. These get really good.
Yeah, I don't want to give anybody some bad.
Will there be a safety?
No.
No, absolutely
not.
When
was the last time there was a safety?
I don't know. Come on. Which half will score more points? The first half or the second half?
The second half.
Yes, I agree. Team to commit first turnover.
The Saints, too.
I agree with you on that one. Look, we're on the same page here. First, this one is, I'm going to bet this.
I actually think we should,
first,
after this, go online
and
bet this together.
First team to use a coach's challenge.
I'm going with the Saints on that.
I am as well. Sean Payton gets a little trigger happy.
He
gets a little trigger happy with that.
Yeah.
First team.
He never waves his
How much of an asshole are you if you go up to go to bet your parlay and you're like, I'm taking the Saints. I'm taking Saints to call the first time out. And, no, to use the coach's challenge, first team to call a timeout, that's a bet. So you do your bets are coach's challenge, timeout, and team to commit the first turnover. That's your 4 parlay bet.
Yeah.
So you think he's going to call the first timeout?
I'm going to go with the Colts on that one.
I'm going to go with the Colts because Peyton is calling a lot of the shots himself, and if he doesn't let something,
he's
going to call
a timeout. He uses an O-huddle offense. So.
He is crazy like that. Will there be an overtime?
No.
No,
I
never
can't
is.
See that. This is going to be a blowout, like a big high score. Not a blowout, but a high scoring
game. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And finally, team to get the first penalty.
I'm going to go with the Saints on that one as well.
I am as well. God, I think so. When it comes to prop bets, Knuckle Sandwich is saying just bet the Saints.
Just go with the Saints and, you know, maybe maybe you'll win, maybe you won't. But you heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
That's right.
Look at you. Okay, so we got a little bit of time here before I do my what I like to do to close the show with. So it is February, and you are a big baseball guy. So I want to ask you quickly. Pitchers and catchers report in a couple weeks.
17th.
Oh, God. See, that's a true Boston fan knows.
Actually, no, it's the 19th, and then the 23rd, the rest of them come.
How do you feel about the Red Sox offseason?
Ha.
I pinholed you to only talk a small amount of time. So I know any Red Sox fan could talk for like an hour
that's
about the offseason.
Yeah, that's like really...
Just like, let's talk about the big moves. John Lackey,
I don't agree with the
really?
The contract. No, 5 years. Are you kidding me?
I'll tell you a story.
He's 32, 33 years old.
Do you want to know a John Lackey story?
Yeah, sure.
So John Lackey, this actually might be a good story before we just wrap it up.
Oh, okay.
Or do my little games that we play before we wrap it up. John Lackey goes into my brother's bar in Orange County all the time because he lives in Anaheim. Mm-hmm. And he's telling, so he told my brother the story about what happened and why he signed with the Red Sox and what happened with the Angels or whatever. So he's from Texas, so he and his buddy bought a luxury box at the Cowboys Stadium, but they bought it for like every event at the stadium. So they have everything. They have like NCAA basketball that was there, the All-Star game, NBA All-Star game. So they were there, for a Cowboys game. And he brought like 13 friends, flew them out there, sitting in the game. Totally shit-faced. Theo Epstein calls and says, hey, we're going to offer you 4 years, $60 million. Or $66 million. He's like, okay, yeah, that's pretty good. I would love a fifth. And they're like, oh, well, we'll think about it. He's like, all right. So hung up. He's like, so he calls up the Angels, gets, their guy on the phone. It's like, yeah, I just got this call from the Red Sox. It's this much, blah, blah, blah. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to offer you four years, $60 million. $6 million less. He's like, okay. He's like, but here's the deal. You have 90 minutes to respond back or not. So he's okay. So he gets up the phone. His wife is there. Mm-hmm. He's talking to his wife. And he's like, so what do you think? You know, his wife, she's like, well, we love it here. You know, what's $6 million? I mean, it's not a big difference.
When Jonathan Papelbon said it best, he was like, and he's the dumbest person in Major League Baseball.
Absolutely.
He said, when it comes to money, it's like, you know, $25 million or $100 million. When you get to that kind of money, it's all the same.
Yeah, you can't spend it.
That's why I don't understand.
So, so he was like, you know, so they were like, okay, yeah, you know, we'll stay. You know, they kind of made the decision because she loved it. We love it here. All of our friends are here. We love it. Let's just stay. Mm-hmm. So he's getting ready to call the Angels back. Epstein calls back and is like, okay, we'll do a fifth year for 82 or whatever. And John's like, all right, do you need me to come over there right now? Sure, if you could. All right. Ask the 13 people who he flew out to Texas from California. Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys want to go to Boston tomorrow? Yeah, sure. with the clothes on their backs. Flew them all out to Boston so he could sign with the Red Sox. Hilarious.
And I don't. It's not that I don't think he's a great pitcher. I think he's a money pitcher. He's good in the postseason.
You guys' pitching staff is pretty solid.
Well, it's I think the best pitching staff in baseball.
It's pretty good. Beckett.
That said, though, I think pitching does win World Series, but I honestly think with the kind of offense that the Yankees do have, I mean, they have the greatest infield as far as offense is concerned in history.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that infield is insane.
I would hope so. They paid a shit ton of money for it.
Sure. And Robinson Cano still hasn't, you know, matured to his... To his
full potential.
Yeah, he's... And then they just went out and got Grandison. And...
that was crazy.
For nothing.
I hate the Yankees.
Nothing. And, you know, and that's the thing. Like, you know, baseball... You and I have had this conversation before. Mm-hmm. Like, baseball, you'll never see the Baltimore Orioles and the Pittsburgh Pirates in the World Series ever.
No.
Never again.
Not the way the current money structure is set up in baseball.
There needs to be profit sharing. Or better profit sharing. And there needs to be a salary cap. And it has to be enforced. You can't just like say, okay, we'll just tack on some luxury tax. That has to be enforced because, I mean, the game is dying. And they're trying to... The way these leagues like the NHL and Major League Baseball, like, they try to, you know, fix the fact that the game is going to crap is they add more teams, which waters down the competition.
Well, I could talk about what baseball could do all day, but yeah. I think as a whole, I really feel like, you know, I mean, I like the Red Sox. I hate the Yankees. I'm an Angel fan. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like baseball operates, and it's the way they treated the steroid era. They operate under this kind of like, everything's great, everything's fine mentality, and they only play up the stuff that's great. Like, oh, the Yankees won, we got ratings. But it's like, look how much money. There are like 10 to 15 teams that are just hemorrhaging money that you make open up their park for 82 games that they're never going to turn a profit. They don't even probably get their money back for turning the fucking lights on.
You're right.
You know, they make the Pirates play like night games. It's like, are you kidding me? There's like, or like the stadium in Florida.
The Marlins. But yeah, but every time something goes good, like, you know, like you said with the Yankees, it's like, oh, look at this. It's like,
oh,
the Yankees
are back on top. The Red Sox one. Awesome. It's like, yeah, of course they are, but that's.
It's like these... Damone from Fast Times at Ridgemont High when he was trying.
This analogy you're going, go.
Because he's like, you know, make every place that you're at seem like it's the place to be. You know what I mean?
I love that you referenced Damone from Fast Times.
Because that's what it's like. I mean, it's like when baseball's got, like, say, like, the Red Sox haven't won in 86 years. No, this is the best. When the White Sox won in 2005, it was like, oh, my God, Chicago is, like, going nuts and this and that. And it's like Major League Baseball makes everything seem like the place they're at is the best place to be.
But it's so not. And I love that, like, no, nobody ever says, like, oh, this is another. We'll try to wrap this talk up, but because we're already at 50 minutes now. But I love like the steroid stuff. And like it's a sip. But you said they said in the NFL, like with Sean Merriman or with David Ortiz or with Manny Ramirez, where like, oh, they're, you know, David Ortiz's hitting numbers are down. Like, what could it be? And like Baseball Tonight is doing like John Crux doing like hitting analysis. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, he's clearly off the juice. Like, that's what it is. Like, just say it. Like, Sean Merriman's production has been down because he was caught doing fucking steroids. So that's why. Yep. And David Ortiz's swing is off because maybe steroids didn't help him hit home runs, but it sure as hell gave him some extra juice. Literally.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have that in his system anymore.
I'm not commenting on David Ortiz. Manny Ramirez, whatever. I mean, the thing is, like,
what's your take? Give me your quick take on Manny Ramirez.
The guy's just. I don't even want to talk about Manny. Because we got like 9 minutes left, and I could go on for 99.
I'm sure.
His number. Oh my God.
Look at you. You just did that instinctually. We'll just move past it. We'll have you back on the show.
But, I mean,
when it gets closer to baseball season, we'll
the one thing I did want to say about the steroid
to baseball season.
The steroid thing is, they are so lazy about fixing it, just saying.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like,
we're moving on, we're past it. We're past it. I'm like, clearly you're not, because every person who was a successful hitter in the past 10 years has been proven to be on steroids. So it's only a matter of time before Albert Pujols gets named, because he's the last one who's like hitter. Like, it'll happen anytime.
The thing is, it's like, 50 games first offense, 100 games or a season for the second offense. When Manny Ramirez is close to the end of his career, he's going to start shoving that needle in his arm again. And if he gets caught, he gets caught. He'll only miss a season, but he'll still have made that money because of the production he has. You know what I mean? Because his career is coming to an end anyway, so he doesn't care.
Oh, steroids. Anyway, so we're wrapping it up here. So we're going to play the game that I always end the show with. I have a new one that I play. I don't know if you listened to the last podcast.
I didn't get a new game
that we play. We are going to play a game of Would You Rather.
Okay.
Same, there's a new question involved with this one, too. Fantastic. So, would you rather, I'm going to use the Red Sox, I know they're your favorite. Would you rather the Red Sox win the World Series? This is going to be the true test of how big of a Boston fan you are. Would you rather the Red Sox win the World Series or be affiliated with the Jay Leno show? And by affiliated means that people will see you as responsible for getting rid of Conan O'Brien.
I would rather the Sox win the World Series.
Fantastic. That's what I thought.
Because, I mean, what would my capacity at the Jay Leno show be?
I'm a writer or something.
I mean, you know, I'm not really, you know, great with the pen anyway, so.
Let's say you're an actor, whatever. You're like one of his, you do bits on the show. People are going to be like, hey, man, you fucking got rid of Conan.
Let's just say the Sox win the World Series.
All right, so you're an actor. Would you rather the Red Sox win the World Series or play the lead, romantic lead in the Hannah Montana sequel?
Yeah, I guess the romantic lead in the Hannah Montana sequel.
Look at that money, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if he was like, play the romantic lead opposite Michael Clark Duncan or something like that. I'd probably rethink that.
All right, so would you rather the Red Sox win the World Series? Oh, you're going to love this as a Boston fan. Would you rather the Red Sox win the World Series or be in a buddy comedy? But you're like, you're doing all the press junkets together. You are like in a buddy comedy with Dane Cook.
I would probably do the buddy comedy. I drove 3,000 miles to get to L.A. to be an actor, you know what I mean? Like,
true.
Like they said in A Bronx Tale, like, I mean, what is it, does Mickey Mantle care if, you know, I can't pay my rent or whatever?
I don't know that line. I don't know A Bronx Tale that well.
The movie's awesome.
I know it's directed by Robert De Niro.
Yep.
Starring De Niro.
Yep.
Okay, so that's a little weird. So you do a movie with Dane Cook. Hey, you guys are both in Boston. You gotta talk about it.
And we don't have to talk to each other though.
True. Well, actually, no, because you gotta do the press junkets. You gotta do all the interviews together and shit.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll put up with it.
All right. So what I want to close the show with is this new game I started last show that I really, really enjoy. Which I don't know what I'm gonna call it. I don't think it's like the grass is greener or something like that. But you know how like sports fans in certain cities will always find the positive spin or something on it. They always will find something positive, no matter how shitty the story is.
You're forgetting that I'm from Boston.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. This is perfect.
There's no positive in that.
Like, well, true.
Always, we do the opposite. We find the negative.
But I like to use some stories that have happened, and then for example, last show we did like, you're a USC fan, and how do you put a positive spin on getting Lane Kiffin as your head coach?
Okay.
And so, you know, the response would be like, oh, you know, he's been with us before. I mean, whatever his record was as a head coach, he was a winning coach here at USC. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So that's the point. So we'll start simple with some of the Red Sox stuff. We'll do some Boston stuff. Okay. So what would you say to the fact that the New England defense is looking pretty old?
The
Patriots defense.
Well, you know, they have some, you know, pretty heavy hitters still. They can still kind of go in there. You know, Junior Seau is very entertaining after he hits somebody when he plays. I mean, if he hits, even if it's once, you get to see him do that weird thing with his hand. And I really enjoy his celebrations. They're awesome.
Okay, so how as a...
What?
We're going to stay with Boston. Terrible. How do you find the positive spin on the Celtics losing yesterday?
The positive spin on the... How can you do this to me? Like,
this is my show. That's why I can do this. Come on, man.
The positive spin... Well, I mean, it's motivation. for a future game. Like, they just think of this. They put a picture... Like, Ray Allen puts a picture of Kobe's belly button in his locker to remind him of what he saw right when the Celtics... When he hit the shot. He was looking at... I was going to say Kobe's nuts... But he wasn't that high.
I love it. Let me think of another big sports story. We'll get off of Boston for a second, just so you don't feel like I'm completely making you step outside of your... Punishing you by making...
You could say some positive stuff.
Well, that's what it's the positive spin. Oh, okay, how about this? How about you're a Washington Wizards season ticket holder... How do you put a positive spin on being a Wizards fan after you lose? How do you put a positive spin on Gilbert Arenas being suspended for the entire season?
Well, that's an easy one. I mean, I feel a lot safer going to the stadium now that he's not playing. I don't want to get shot.
Oh.
Like, who knows if he's carrying it in his underwear when he's running up the court and it could accidentally go off.
Okay, so you are a... we'll end with this. You are a North... I'm gonna make you end with some college basketball.
Ugh.
But think about it. The thing is, college basketball fans are just as fanatical as Boston Red Sox fans. So use that as a way to kind of frame your answer here. University of North Carolina has lost 3 games in a row, and they're the defending national champions. What's the positive spin about losing 3 games in a row defending your national championship?
Well, they have a great logo. I really like.
They have a great logo.
I like their logo. Their colors are cool.
But as a fan, how?
Well, I get to even still, the shirts might go on sale, so I could buy some really cool colored clothing like that.
Shirts might go on sale.
That powder blue. That logo. I mean, I like the foot with the heel on
the tar heel.
Yeah.
Literally.
I think that's cool.
I mean, I love this game. I'm gonna use play it every game. Oh, so look at this. We're right about in an hour. Fantastic. I'd like to thank my guest, Maddie Fontana, for coming on the show today.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it.
Oh, fantastic.
I love coming down to Hubbard Studios.
Hubbard Studios here in lovely Culver City. Please go to the website, knucklesandwich.org, for different things throughout the course of the week. And then I will be doing a show. You'll be able to see me in the new mod team that I am on at UCB. Titled The Space Program. That's the name of our team.
That's pretty cool. What does mod mean?
Well, they have the Herald teams. That's their improv teams. Mm-hmm. And their sketch teams are mod teams. Like the movie Herald and Maude. Get it? Get it? Yeah, right? So February 17th at 8 p.m., go to ucbtheater.com for details on that. And thank you for listening. Thank you very much.
No sweat.
No sweat.
No sweat. I love you too.
I love you too. Cheers.